Members of Chester City Council gave up their seats of power today so that actors could perform a play in council chambers. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the play is a documentary about the hidden cultural assets of the troubled city in Delaware County.
This drumbeat introduced the Chester Made Ensemble, four actors who read a play for the benefit of Chester City Council. The play is based on interviews with Chester residents. Lamar Todd and Don Newton explained that they took these people's cultural experiences and turned them into pinpoints on a map.
Instead of just creating a two-dimensional map based on research and surveys, we use storytelling and theater as a way to capture the data that will go on the map.
In this way, we were able to make community voices and experiences the heart of the map. Stories are data with soul.
The play and the map are the results of an 18-month project called Chester Made to find out what Chester has to offer culturally. Chester is a city in trouble, economically and in terms of crime. Much of the downtown is boarded up, and the presence of Harrah's Casino and the 5-year-old soccer stadium have done little to change that. The Chester Made project was done with the help of the Pennsylvania Humanities Council. Its director is Lori Zierer, and she says mapping the city's cultural assets is a way to make the city look different to both outsiders and to its residents.
At first, when we looked at a map to see where arts and culture happens, we saw only one or two places on the map. There's arts and culture in the very fabric of this community, and it has to come from the ground up to see what's really important and what people value.
The map includes a downtown art gallery, a video production company, a couple of small performance spaces, and a bronze foundry. It also includes things that stretch the definition of a cultural asset, including a juice bar and a donut shop. Fatso's Donuts was once featured on the Food Network show Save My Bakery. Its owner is Richard Wilcox, who would like to see the cultural assets map leveraged to rejuvenate the downtown.
More businesses, more activity downtown, it's a good thing. I mean, if you don't know what we have to offer, you would just breeze right on by.
The people behind the map hope this is only the beginning. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.